You're listening to In the Change Room Extra.
Christy Lynn Steenhebel, we are at the Bright Rock Players' Choice Awards. You are an Imbokodo. You're recovering from injury, but you're still very much a Women's Sevens, SA Women's Sevens star. How's your recovery going?
It's going really well. I have a really good team behind me getting me ready for Cape Town Sevens, which we're prepped for and ready, so we're excited.
Speaking of the Sevens, obviously first time that SA Women's team will be playing at the Cape Town Sevens. What are your thoughts going into it? Will you be fit in time? Is the team ready? What's the mood like?
So personally, I'm buzzing, if I can use that slang. Yeah. I'm going to be ready. I was going to be ready for Dubai, so we planned it very well. I'm looking forward to getting back on the field, which will be Thursday after I get back home, to integrate with the team for the first time, hit some bags, and to see where the hip's at. And then as a team, we've been trying to prepare as well as we can. Obviously, we're looking forward to playing a high level of rugby, which we don't get to do that much in Africa, in South Africa. So we're looking forward to the challenge. It's going to be a big one, but we're up for it, and we're hoping that the South African crowd gets behind us, because we're still developing and we just want to play a good brand of rugby for the South Africans.
Now, your coach, very vocal, demands quite a bit, your coach. Could you tell us a little bit more about what his goals and aspirations are coming for this tournament?
So, Paulie's he's got high standards for us, but it's a good thing because he's not willing to drop his standards because he knows our potential, and he's pushing us in the right ways, in a positive way, and he's very ambitious for us, and so he's pushing us to reach our maximal potential. And I think it's a good thing for Cape Town. You need to be able to train in that intensity and that environment where there's pressure, and we try and create that as much as we can with the small squad that we have. We only have 8 contracted girls. We have to fly people in and out because you have to play a tournament with 12. So we're very much on a high level. We bring new girls in, we have to, meet them halfway. So we're struggling to progress, but Paulie's always pushing for it, and it's really working well for us, so we're excited.
Now, a little back to the future. Every daughter is their father's princess, even mine. What does your father say? What did your father say that first time you said, "Papa, ek wil rugby speel"?
My dad is very supportive of the whole Sevens Springbok system, so including the men, and he's that guy who says happy birthday to Frankie Horn on social media type of thing. So he was very, very proud when I told him this is what I want to do. He supported me when I came back to South Africa in 2015, got me involved with the Leopards because he lives in Klerksdorp.
Ah.
So that's where we went.
Got his priorities right.
Yeah, so he was like, no, let's go. And from there on, it just went upwards, and he's still my biggest fan. In fact, okay, he's got a massive, massive poster in the living room and in his classroom where he took a rugby photo, blew it up, and it's there right in everyone's face. So he's my number one supporter.
Oh, awesome. And that's what these Players' Choice Awards are about. It's your people backing you.
Yeah.
If you were to choose a player that was your player of the year, who would it be?
I would personally go for Damian Dalenda. I'm a bit into my stats,
yeah,
and I'm doing my master's now in performance analysis. So I've always, a lot of people have a lot of things to say about him as a player, and I've always looked at the stats and said, well, consistently he gains the most amount of yards for us. And yeah, this and that, the detail, but he's probably the player for me, and I think he peaked at World Cup, which what a better way to peak, what a better time.
Look, if he only peaks every 4 years, fine. What does change mean to you?
Oh, that's a very good question. Obviously, I'm passionate about the women's system. We've had a lot of ups and downs this year with qualifying for the Olympics and all the sad news that comes with that, and how do we go from there? And we're just hoping for change in the system. We're hoping that South Africa starts backing their women, maybe for the men to start getting involved and knowing more about the women's system. So the 15s men, the 7s men, and backing their women and saying, it's not right. We're going through the right channels. We're training every day. We're working hard. And we just need that opportunity for South Africa to start standing up for us and investing a little bit more so we can just progress. Like, we have the talent, but we don't have a foundation to nurture that talent into our full system. And that's what change means to me. I'm very passionate about, and hopefully when I one day leave the system, I want to know that it's left in a better situation, a better place.